This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
Asia has been hit with a massive weeks-long heat wave, causing areas in several nations where the heat has risen above 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Population and economic activity are crippled when temperatures reach this level. The heat wave runs from India to Japan and South Korea, an area that is 3,600 miles from edge to edge. Humans can suffer from severe health events at these temperatures, which include unconsciousness and possibly cause death. The economies in these regions have almost certainly stopped their normal activity. According to a report from a year-long investigation by House Democrats, major oil companies have internally admitted that their public commitments to cut planet-warming emissions are incompatible with their business plans. The report included documents in which oil industry figures appear to concede the industry's history of knowingly suppressing the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The report includes emails referencing a 2015 joint investigation by Inside Climate News and the Los Angeles Times, in which they reported that ExxonMobil had deliberately pushed back against climate science. More broadly, the Democrats' report alleges that companies modified their strategy over the years from outright denial to deception, disinformation, and doublespeak. As found in phys.org, a fast-emerging field of climate research is helping scientists pinpoint just how many dollars from a natural disaster can be tied to the historic emissions of individual oil companies. Analysis that is the centerpiece of new state efforts to make fossil fuel companies pay billions for floods, wildfires, and heat waves. Lawmakers in Vermont and four other blue states have proposed climate superfund bills, which would create funds to pay for recovery from climate disasters and preparation for sea level rise and other adaptation measures. According to a study published in the journal Science Advances, five companies are responsible for a quarter of all plastic waste worldwide. The study involved surveys of plastic waste collected from 2018 to 2022. Of more than 1.8 million pieces of waste collected, over 900,000 had visible branding. The researchers identified fewer than 60 companies as the source of the majority of global plastic waste and five companies as the source of 24% of it. Coca-Cola alone was the source of 11% of global branded plastic pollution, the biggest single contributor identified by the researchers. The other four biggest producers were, in order, PepsiCo, Nestle, Danone, and Altria. The One Green Planet publication reported that recent studies reveal that microplastics are infiltrating our food supply at an alarming rate, with potentially grave consequences for human health. Whether you're a carnivore, vegan, or somewhere in between, plastic contamination knows no dietary boundaries. No edible seems immune from plastic. A study found that 90% of animal and vegetable protein samples contained microplastics. Even tea bags can release billions of plastic particles into your brew. Nanoplastics, the smallest among them, have the potential to infiltrate our cells and disrupt vital bodily functions, posing a significant risk to human health. And as drought in Mexico drags on, angry subsistence farmers have begun taking direct action on thirsty avocado orchards and berry fields of commercial farms that are drying up streams and mountains west of Mexico City. Rivers and even whole lakes are disappearing in the once green and lush state of Michoacán as drought combines with a surge in the use of water for the country's lucrative export crops led by avocados. In recent days, subsistence farmers and activists from the town of Villa Madero organized teams to go into the mountains and rip out illegal water pumps and breach unlicensed irrigation holding ponds. A potential conflict looms with avocado growers who are often sponsored by or pay protection money to drug cartels.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.